Friday, April 9, 2021, 5:59 a.m. I got up a little later today. I got up at 4:15, somewhere around there. Running a little late. Did everything, dealt with the dog, made my coffee, made the wife's coffee. Made my breakfast, ate my breakfast, watched the little news. So I'm looking at the work I did yesterday, and don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here with this. I don't think I could use the paint any thicker than what I'm doing. I'll have to thin it out more. But in order to do that, I'll have to sand it down some more again, I guess. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It looks nice. Unless you get it at a certain angle where the light hits it, and then you can see some brush strokes, which I don't really care for. I don't like seeing the brush strokes on a fairly thin surface. A lot of times I will smooth them out, but didn't seem to do any good on this case. Taking a quick look, close look at it here. Yeah, it's weird. What's going on with that? I don't want to touch it because I know it's still wet, or tacky at least. But getting the colors are pretty good on this background here, so I'm still far from being anywhere near finished. I could see tell you that right now. There's lots that needs to be done. But I won't have time to paint on it today. I got to water today. Certain plants and stuff. My native landscaping front yard. So I've got these poppies growing, so I've got to water them individually. I wanted to pull some weeds yesterday. I didn't get to pull any weeds yesterday because yesterday I took care of my sister's cat. Then I went down to Lowe's and saw what kind of plants they had and bought some tomato plants and some other things like cilantro and dill and what's that stuff called? All these senior moments that you get when you get old. Oh, sweet basil. So today, I'm going to go take care of my. I'm going to water and try to do some stuff, but mostly water, take care of my sister's cat. Then I'm going to head down to Home Depot and see what they've got. Come back. But yesterday, I had to mow the weeds in the back, and I did a bunch of weed eating. So I weed-eated my vegetable garden a little over a week ago, and so yesterday I looked at, oh, a lot of the weeds came back, as they do, and so I weed-eated it some more, and I'll have to tomorrow. I'll probably do some planting. Also tomorrow, a friend of mine, Mike's. Likes to get a get together in his garage at his house. And so he invited a bunch of us to come over and sit around and shoot the bull. All these little animal saying, shoot the bull, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I won't go there with that too much. But, oh, yeah, the one, th you know. The one thing I do not like about some politicians, because and it's not 100% of them, but it's like 99% of them, and especially this administration, they want to say things a certain way so it looks a certain way, right? So their border problem down. down on the southern border of the United States. It's not a crisis. It's a challenge. Okay, well, whatever you want to call it, it's a freaking mess. Okay. So they're finding out that, oh yeah, we gotta slow this down. There's things happening that we don't want to happen, like as the Border Patrol people are being busy with all these children that are coming over and rescuing them out in the middle of the desert and stuff. The drug cartels are sneaking across the border with drugs and what other contraband or people for prostitution that they're getting across the border, or foreign terrorists from Middle Eastern countries that they're trying to get across the border. So, anyway, so they know that there's a problem with that. So the Department of Homeland Defense Secretary, I think that's what he is, some guy named Mayorkas. He says that oh, we're gonna fill in the gaps on some of the on the wall, so we're gonna continue to put some of those parts up. Well, wait a minute. You're filling in the gaps, which means you're gonna restart the construction of the wall, right? Why don't you just say it that way? We're restarting the construction of the wall because there's certain places that we really do need that wall. Why not be truthful, you know? And instead of saying we're just gonna fill in some gaps of the wall. Yeah. We're restarting construction. So they're restarting construction on the wall. And anyway, so you know, it's like Biden, you know, this law in Georgia that they had, the voting law that they had, it's not as okay. Like I said, you know, they want to make sure that people's votes count, and if somebody votes that should, or they get a fake vote in, that cancels out somebody's vote. So now your vote no longer counts. Okay, on either side. Okay, it could happen either way. So that's what they want to do. There's nothing discriminatory about it, from what I'm seeing. Okay, I have not read the law. Okay, I don't want to go online and see it all. But you know what these people are saying on several different sources, it doesn't seem to be a because they're saying the law is there to suppress races. Okay, well, how is it doing it? They're never telling you how it's doing it. Okay, if it was doing it and it was it, they could show tell me how, then tell me how. And then I'll say, oh, okay, that's bad. But they're not. They're not saying that. They're not saying how it's happening in this law. So that's like I said, you really have to you really have to be careful about what these people say to us. And you know what really pisses me off is like it's like that the wall thing, you know, where we're filling in the gaps of some walls, or instead of just saying we're re restarting the construction of the wall, they what bothers me is they think we're stupid, and some of us are stupid. Okay, we'll fall for some things, you know, we'll fall for some things that are told to us, and we shouldn't be falling for this stuff. Okay. I remember the one thing that, you know, then, you know, Joe Biden's really guilty of this is getting black people stirred up, you know, as far as what, you know, he says I guess back when Romney was running against Obama, I remember him talking, Biden talking to a group of black people somewhere, and he says they're gonna put y'all back in chains. Who the Republicans? They're not gonna put anybody in chains, You know, what kind of chains are these figurative chains or are these literal chains? What? You know, but some people fall for that stuff. Yeah, that's why I hate a Republican. They're going to put us in chains. Well, I've never met a Republican that wanted to put me in chains. Of course, I'm not black. So I guess I don't have the right to say anything. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff I don't like about politicians, is when you say something, just say what you mean, you know, and mean what you say. And, you know, and I know some people don't like it, but Trump pretty much did that. Okay, there's every now and then I saw a little bit of, he's coloring it a certain way to kind of cover up or at least minimize something. But all in all, he just laid it out there, you know. He laid stuff out there and said, you know, what he wanted to say. And yeah, he took a lot of flack for it, but at least we knew where he was coming from, which is refreshing. And again, I don't know if I said this, but when the back in the campaign when Trump started running, he was not my first choice for sure, but my first choice. The December before the election, I think it was the December before the election, yeah. When people started throwing their hat into the ring, the one person that I was impressed with was Carly Fiorina, you know? And because when they asked her a question, she answered the question. She didn't go around and talk about a bunch of other stuff and try to cover up her answer. Her non-answer with a bunch of rhetoric or something else, you know, but somebody asked her a question, she head-on answered the question, which I was impressed with. And the other person that at the time that we had to compare with was Hillary Clinton, and you know, you ask her a direct question if you could get to her to ask a direct question at the time, you know, because you recall that. They didn't let reporters ask her direct questions. She would have stage controlled events, you know, where at one event there were all these reporters standing in front of the events, the entrance. So they drove all the way around with a bunch of these reporters running after her toward the back and came in the back way so she wouldn't have to answer questions. You know, right there it's like, okay. Well, I don't know what you got to hide, but you ain't got my vote. That's for sure. You know, I'm not voting for you just because you're trying to hide something. And, you know, well before she ran for president, the one thing that really got me was she was being interviewed somewhere by somebody. And she said how, you know, well, when we left, when Bill and I left the White House, we were dead broke. Really? You got a couple of multi-million-dollar homes and you're dead broke? Give me a break, you know? And of course, there's people that fell for that. Oh, poor Hillary, poor Bill. You know, we got to get them back into office because they're dead broke. Yeah. You know, the guy standing on the freeway off-ramp at the time, as I recall, with a sign that says, "Hey, I'm dead broke. I just need a little help." You know, you throw him a couple of bucks and he's happy. You know, and you look at him and, oh, yeah, it looks like he slipped in the bushes somewhere, you know, downtown. But, you know, so you give him $5 and that way he can go get breakfast for the day. Anyway, so I guess that's it for today. I've got stuff to do. I've been looking at this painting here and I want to paint on it really bad, but if I get involved, I won't be out there crack of dawn watering stuff and pulling weeds and getting ready to go take care of my sister's cat and then go into Home Depot to check and see what they've got there. So, have a good one.